Tell me about this study. What were you looking for here? What was the basis of this?
Yes. So the basis of the report, for over 60 years, more than 60 years, the tobacco industry has really targeted, the Black community, especially our kids, and marketing with marketing for menthol cigarettes and other tobacco products. And so the basis of the report is really to look at really some of the predatory lending practices that have devastated the health of Black Americans. So that was the basis sort of the menthol report.
Why menthol cigarettes? Why is that so key here?
Mm-hmm. So menthol, as you know, the African-American community is the predominant flavor that the Black community uses. And so the tobacco industry has really targeted the Black community in that way. They've heavily advertised in magazines. There are more tobacco retailers, more tobacco advertising, and more price discounts for products in Black neighborhoods. And so they've just been really successful at their marketing practices. And, we've worked over the years to look at, to ban all products, flavor products, but to this day, menthol cigarettes, continue to be heavily advertised and widely available and often cheaper in Black neighborhoods, which makes them especially appealing to the community.
Did you find a direct correlation between African Americans smoking menthol cigarettes and other health problems that have resulted from that activity?
So as you know, menthol, it numbs the throat and it masks the harshness of the cigarette smoking, which really makes it easier for kids to try these cigarettes and eventually get hooked. And menthol cigarettes are more addictive and they're harder to quit. And so the bottom line is that because of menthol, more young people start smoking and fewer smokers quit. And that especially the case, and this is especially the case among Black Americans who've been targeted by the tobacco industry. And Black smokers smoke about the same rate as white smokers. However, Black smokers are more likely to try to quit cigarettes. They are less likely to succeed. And this is due in part to the greater use of menthol cigarettes.
Are you still seeing African-American children take up smoking these menthol cigarettes at a concerning rate?
Yes. And one of the things that Black Women's Health Imperative has done is we're launching a program. It's called See Us. And See Us stands for Socially, Emotionally Empowered, Unapologetically Smoke-Free. And this program that we are working on is going to be specifically focused on African-American youth and HBCUs. And so the goal of it is to educate, train, and really mobilize Black women on historically Black HBCUs, historically Black colleges, universities, campuses to fight against vaping and smoking. And so, this is one of the ways that we are sort of seeing as a direct response to the predatory marketing tactics of tobacco vaping industry is to really go in and educate this community about the younger community about tobacco and anti-vaping.
Is there a discrepancy in the resources that are available to help Black Americans quit smoking?
So what I would say is that the tobacco industry has really targeted the community. And, to those of us who are in this area, we can actually see what the different strategies are, the different cylinders in which they do target from, their campaign sort of in Washington, the folks who they're hiring to, again, to some of the advertisement that they do. But the Black community is not quite, I think there needs to be increased awareness of even some of the impact. I mean, one of your questions in the earlier was around some of the impact of it. And so, as we know, COVID-19 has disproportionately impacted Black and Brown communities. And so for the Black community, many of the smoking can be linked to underlying health conditions that you see that have severe complications for COVID, such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes. And so helping the Black community really understand and increase the education about the link with smoking and really some of these underlying health disparities, I think that's very key. And that's why this report is so very valuable.
And as a result of this new report from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, what's the call to action? What do you believe needs to happen here to make positive change?
Yeah, to make positive change is to protect the health of Black Americans and health disparities. There's menthol cigarettes and all flavored products should be prohibited. And we're saying the call to action is we want to tell and urge the FDA. The FDA needs to act. They have the authority to prohibit menthol cigarettes, but they've failed repeatedly to do so. But until FDA acts, we are pushing on the state level. We're going to be pushing on the congressional level and continue to push the Biden-Harris administration.
And finally, do you believe that this could really bring improvement in a lot of areas, less of an impact on the healthcare system, economic improvements, and so on?
Absolutely. I mean, health disparities, as you know, and smoking, which contributes to those health disparities, you know, from an economic standpoint, we saw, for example, with COVID, Black women, you know, in particularly for Black women's health imperative, we saw that Black women were essential workers, so they were more exposed to or at risk for contracting COVID. Well, they were also, many of them, the head of their households. But then when unemployment happened, Black women were also, you know, at the top of the list of who were impacted by the unemployment because of the epidemic. And so we're not even factoring in the mental health aspect as well. And so for us, you know, it's really imperative to really put the health of Black women, particularly their role they play in the Black community.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.